Отцу, Святи Кришнам.
Мастер Кречет, go ahead. We are on page 40. We have bumped off condensate from rare ore. And have you activated the control panel? And the purification cartridges? Yes, we have. And you can continue working for page 35 and 36 and close the SRBO hatch. Copy. We're closing the SRBO hatch. Moscow Kretchets. Go ahead. SRBO hatch is closed, and the indicator SRBO hatch open is no longer illuminated. And Mask was unintelligible. Could you please repeat your last? Please confirm that КВД SRBO is closed. КВД SRBO is closed.
Положение в плечо.
And the stopper is in position on.
Вам рекомендация перевести настройку RGF 4 градуса.
Please send K11 command, set the RRG to the required setting.
Так, переводим RRG, положение 4 градуса.
We are setting RRG. To 4 degrees. Affirmative. 4 degrees. That's going to be for the cooling. 08-06-43, we sent the CAT-11 command. Copy. And you can continue working for page 40. Copy. Working page 40. Moscow, Kretchet. Go ahead.
По
page 40, translational and rotational hand controllers are in neutral position. We verified the connections of the umbilicals for the suits, and the ventilation in the suits is on, and all the switches are RST, and the other ones are inhibited. Master is unintelligible. And please report current pressure in the descent module. Copy.
All
right, I've got the altimeter out. And we have our watches on. We can actually sync the time. Do we want to sync the time? And we synced it with the, info panel. 08-14. And we'll set the tablets the same. Moscow, Kretchet, go ahead. We'll put the leak checks of the suits in work. Give me a second. We need a stop pressure for page 41 one more time. Another measure, one more measurement. Could you repeat your last? We are standing by for your descent SR module pressure for page 42. SR pressure is 774 millimeters at the time of 0850. Okay, copy. And one more thing. We wanted to ask you to write down the T and DOC and verify that you've got correct numbers. Are you ready?
Да, готов.
We are.
Так, данные на расстыковку.
So,
47.
For page 47, for the undock.
Принимаем.
Go ahead.
ТРДР 09-54-00.
ТРДР 09-54-00.
Принято 09-54-00.
All right.
Далее, Т расстыковки минус минус.
T undock minus unintelligible.
10-0-0-30.
10-0-0-30.
And the next page is 38. The undock. 10-0-1-30. And then the undock, 33 minutes, 30 seconds, is going to be 10-0-5-0-0. Copy, 10-0-5-0-0.
Принято команды с ПК.
And please issue all your commands from your personal tablet. And for the descent, let's write down the times. For page 54, we are ready. 11:30. 11:30. Unintelligible, 11. Unintelligible.
ТРДР минус минута. 11:32.
ТРДР 11:02:00. Correction,
11:32:00.
And please make sure that the commands are going to be sent via command radio link.
Ставки со первой.
14:66. And then 0330. 1466
and 0330. Key re-entry. 13:04:28.
The date is going to be the 26th of July, 2026. Copy, I've got the date.
ТСКД
12:31:58. Copy.
28:00.
Delta V 128.0. Next page,
128.0.
And let's go to page 56.
Готов.
Go ahead. The time of ИКВ inhibit, unintelligible. 13:22:00.
ТСКД
12, unintelligible.
Еще раз ответить, плохо понимаю.
All right. You can press down the transmit button if you'd like.
12:31:58.
Main engine cut off command. Unintelligible.
12:36:39.
And next page is 61.
Готово.
Main engine. Next one is 12:36:39.
Sega plus 10.
And page 62.
Готово.
We are ready.
Готово.
T separation minus 6, 12:53:54. T separation minus 6 minutes, 12:53:57. 12:57:53 is the next reference point. T separation minus 2:14. Separation minus 1 minute. 12:58:43. Page 63.
Готово.
Go ahead.
Готово.
T separation. 12:59:57.
T re-entry. Готово.
Go ahead. Page 252 SKD
12:39:58.
How far is in VHF 2? I'm ready to proceed.
Richard
Moscow, how far in? Gracious Moscow, can you copy me? Moscow, gracious. We can copy you. How was? Gracious Moscow, how copy? Copy loud and clear. We're on page 250, Tierskede, verse 8, 12, 39, 58. Recommendation. Monitor medical harness connection. How copy? Copy all. We need to make sure we are connected and buckled up. Stand by, Moscow. We'll fix it in a minute. Okay, copy. Okay, I fixed it. I fixed the connection. Copy. Alright, let me try to call you in VHF to sync the time. Kretchev, Moscow, how copy? Вы копи? Или копи мне? Кречет с Москвы, хау копи. Кречет с Москвы, хау копи. Москва, кречет? Вы копи? Kretchev, I called you in HF1. Could you copy? Negative. But now we can copy loud and clear. Copy. We are ready to press on. Stand by one. Kretchev, Moscow. Kretchev, Moscow.
Kretchev,
Moscow.
Kretchev,
Moscow.
Kretchev,
Moscow.
Kretchev,
Moscow.
Go ahead.
Proceed with page 42. Suit. Check out. We're proceeding with page 42.
Надеваем перчатки, надеваем перчатки.
Are we done in the gloves?
Принято.
Copy.
Крич 2, правая надета есть.
Крич
2, зажал,
наверное. Крич 2, раз. There is some done in the right glove. Copy. Крич 1. Richard 1, right glove is on, no gaps. Unintelligible, copy. Richard, left glove is on. All even. No gaps.
Крючок 3, лево надето, есть 3 толчка, зазора намерен. Отлично.
Excellent.
Крючок 2.
Крючок 2, left glove is on.
3 толчка, зазора намерен. Отлично.
The gap is even. Copy. Let me stow the backup gloves. Gloves are on, monitoring ventilation. Ventilation is on, ON.
RBV
1 is open.
Check
RDSP cover 0.04. Ratchet 1, 2, 3.4. Closed helmet. Ratchet 2, helmet closed. Still click. And we have support ventilation. Ratchet 2. Helmet closed. 2 clicks. Airflow confirmed. Closed RDSP.
Понимаю. Помню давление отца, давление кислорода постоянное, давление трех пар баллона.
На время 08.43. Так, на 08.43.10. Давление ВСА
811.
Давление парциальное кислорода 213, кислорода в первом баллоне 184, во втором 183, в баллоне СА 218, суммы ПБК идет.
Данные приняты. Крючка по Москве. Далее работаем по странице 44, контроль идентичности Люка СБО.
Now next is work on page 38.
Крючка работа по странице 44. Выбрал автомат из КГС.
Selected.
Подготовлена команда
S7 command. Prepared.
Закрываем РПВ-1.
Closing RPV-1.
Закрываем РПВ-1.
РПВ-2 закрыт.
RPV-2 closed and 1 is closed.
РПВ-1 закрыт, РПВ-2 закрыт.
Both closed.
Принято. Какое текущее давление?
Current pressure?
Металл Мацехи.
НБО 775.
Команду на закрытие КСДБО будем выдавать.
Will be sending КСДБО. Close command will be sent at the pressure of 650. Copy?
Так, готовим команду ВК-1.
Prepare Daka 1 command. 08-45-30. Send in the command. Command sent. I doubt we'll catch any sleep today.
Москвы, Кречетко.
Москвы, Кречетко.
Готовы принимать замер.
Go ahead, we are ready to get the reading. 08-5200-SR811, NBO 650, 650.
Принято.
Okay. Thank you.
Москва, Кречета.
Москва, Кречет.
По связи.
Go ahead.
На время на
09-0700, 811 is at pressure, and 6-02 is in BO. The pressure is holding stable. Copy. Moscow, Kretchev, go ahead.
На время
0912, pressure is 811. And 620 is in BO, so the delta T is 0 at the 25-minute measurement. Copy.
Продолжаем работать по 44-й.
And we'll press on for page 44. We're opening RPV 1.
RPV 2.
RPV 2. We're opening RPV 2. RPV 1 is open.
Время
09-1723.
RPV 2
is open.
As
pressure is 811.
Принято. Далее работаем по 45.
Continue working for page 25.
Распаковка.
Moscow is unintelligible. Copy.
Телефон Solution. Выбираем Thomas Petrel и КДУ.
All right, we are selecting KDU.
Параметры КДУ.
КДУ parameters for the sink. One. The pressure is 170.
Второго.
The second one is 170.
Drop
is 506.
As
there and as there are off.
Выбор ДПО К1, К2.
One.
Кречет, СУПО Москвы.
Кречет, МСС Москва.
Отвечаю.
Go ahead.
Так, ну давайте по 47-й странице начнем
right,
работать.
Right, page 47.
945-950.
At 9:45, 9:50, that's the time.
Так, примерно.
And that's going to be 5 minutes prior to the separation command to RDR. Copy, we'll start working for page 47.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-1. Анна, доброе утро.
Go ahead, stage ground 1. Glad to hear your voices, guys.
Доброе утро.
Radiogram 8927, step 2.
Изображение с телекамеры Lima 1 ТВСРФ.
This the TV cameras of MRM 2.
Да, принято. Ну, нужно дальше шаги до пятого.
Yes, son. We copy that. You can proceed with the following steps up to step 5. You can proceed with performing those steps. Copy that. It'll work.
Hi,
first time since you to have see on space to ground one. Go ahead.
В папке apps bit server data files там нету папок logs и mis. Нормально? Я тогда просто удаляю оттуда видеофайлы и все.
The folder for step 3 of program 8927.
Нету просто папки видеофайлы.
No files there. Just delete those files and leave the folder empty. Okay, copy.
You're looking live there on the right of your screen at the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft attached to the Rosviet module on the Earth-facing side of the Russian segment of the International Space Station. On board that spacecraft are three crew members of the Expedition 74 crew, NASA's Chris Williams, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Kuznetsov and Sergei Mikhaev. They are suited up and ready to undock from the space station in about 32 minutes from now to begin the ride home and the completion of their 241-day mission. Good morning from Mission Control Houston in the International Space Station Flight Control Room at NASA's Johnson Space Center. I'm Ken Appel with NASA Communications. Teams across the world are working in tandem and ready for the departure of Williams, Kuznetsov, and Mikhaev from the International Space Station at 2:03 a.m. Central, 3:03 a.m. Eastern. When the Soyuz lands on the steppe of Kazakhstan, it'll be 5:25 a.m. Central Time here in Houston this morning and 3:25 p.m. in the afternoon at the landing site there in Kazakhstan. All Soyuz systems are reported to be in great shape with vestibule leak checks complete. The crew is suited up in their Sokol launch and entry suits with leak checks nominal on those, and the Rosviet hooks are open. We are just under 30 minutes until the undock command is issued. Rosaviatsa search and recovery forces with NASA personnel support embedded are en route to the interim staging site of Jezgegan, which is 91 miles to the northwest of the landing site itself. Here's a look at the Russian flight control team in the Russian Mission Control Center in Goryeov outside of Moscow. This team is serving as the primary control working today's undocking, entry, and landing operations of the Soyuz vehicle.
There is no frame time, right?
And currently here in Houston in the International Space Station Flight Control Room is the Orbit 1 team flight controllers being led by Flight Director Anthony Varia. His role today is to lead and work closely with his team of flight controllers on the ground as they work in tandem with that team of Russian flight controllers we just showed you half a world away. Mission Control Houston operates 24/7, 365 days a year with three shifts per day known as orbits. And again, this is the Orbit 1 team of flight controllers, and part of that team is today's CAPCOM, or capsule communicator. As you just saw to Anthony Varia's right is NASA astronaut Anne McLean. She returned from the International Space Station just 2 weeks shy of a year ago after spending 148 days as part of Expedition 72 and 73. Her role today as CAPCOM serves as the primary communication between Mission Control and the crew on board station. You may hear McLean's voice during today's operation communicating with the crew currently aboard station. We are currently just about 27 minutes away from the issuance of the undocking command, and this command opens up the hooks holding the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft to the Rosviet module it is currently docked to. A minute and a half after that undocking command is issued, the hooks will open and springs on both sides of the docking interface will push off against one another. one another, beginning the spacecraft's journey home, carrying three crew members back to Earth after nearly 8 months. Williams, Kucherov, and Makeyev climbed aboard their Soyuz spacecraft a few hours ago, where they donned their Sokol launch and entry suits and conducted leak checks on their side of the Soyuz docking interface. Let's take a look at the replay of the hatch closure that separated the departing trio of Williams, Kucherov, and Makeyev from the rest of the station crew. About 3 hours ago, the departing trio said their farewells to the seven remaining crew members aboard the International Space Station. Shortly after the final hugs and handshakes were exchanged, the three crew members floated inside of the Soyuz. The hatch then closed on the Rosviet side, followed by the closing of the Soyuz hatch at 10:45 p.m. Central, 11:45 p.m. Eastern. You see here on the screen the replay of a wipe-down being done on the circumference of the hatchway from Rosviet to the Soyuz, making sure no foreign object debris was present before the hatch was closed. This is to provide a clean interface for the leak checks that occurred between about 2.5 to 3 hours ago. Those leak checks resulted in an airtight seal between the two vehicles. The vestibule is depressurized, setting the stage for the undocking of Soyuz from Rosviet, coming up here within minutes. An update on the Rosaviatsa search and recovery forces with NASA personnel support embedded. They have arrived to the interim staging site of Jezgazgan, which is 91 miles to the northwest of the actual landing site itself. The command to begin the initiation of the opening of the hooks on the Soyuz side is now just 24 minutes away. A mission of 3,856 orbits, more than 102 million statute miles, NASA's Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Kucherov and Sergei Makeyev are wrapping up 241 days in space. The flight marked the first mission for NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Makeyev. And this was Sergei Kucherov's second long-duration space flight, now wrapping up this 241-day mission, bringing his total accumulated time in space to 426 days. The crew, which launched and arrived at the space station on November 27th last year, has seen the arrival of six visiting vehicles and the departure of eight, and between this trio, they supported three spacewalks during their nearly eight-month mission aboard the station. When Soyuz lands later today on the steppe of Kazakhstan, it'll be 5:25 a.m. Central here in Houston this morning and 3:25 p.m. in the afternoon at the landing site there in Kazakhstan. This view shows a pair of Soyuz vehicles, and on the right is MS-28, where Williams, Kucherov, and Makeyev are located. And to the left, docked to the Pershal module on the Russian segment of the station, is the newly arrived Soyuz MS-29 spacecraft that brought NASA astronaut Anil Menon and Roscosmos cosmonauts Pyotr Dubrov and Anna Kikina to the space station last week on July 14th. Among all the technical and hardware preparation for today's departure, one important item on the checklist was handing over command. Yesterday, Sergei Kucherov, who has served as commander of the orbiting laboratory since taking over from NASA astronaut Mike Fink in January, transferred command to NASA astronaut Jessica Meir. Here's a replay of that change of command ceremony. This is Mission Control Houston, and if you're just joining us, we are covering the undocking of the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft carrying NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Kucherov and Sergei Makeyev. We are about 14 minutes away until the undocking command is issued. All Soyuz systems are nominal, and all teams across the world have pulled go for undocking. Here's a look at the remaining seven crew members in this Expedition 75 crew portrait. From left to right are NASA astronauts Jessica Meir and Anil Menon, Roscosmos cosmonauts Pyotr Dubrov, Andrei Fedyaev, and Anna Kikina. Next is Jack Hathaway of NASA, and then Sophie Adonau of the European Space Agency there on the right. NASA astronaut Jessica Meir on the left took over command of the station from Sergei Kucherov yesterday morning. The actual demarcation point for the end of Expedition 74 and the start of Expedition 75 will come at the time of physical separation between the two vehicles here just about 15 minutes from now. Two separation burns. 3 minutes after physical separation, there will be a first of two separation burns. That's an 8-second burn of the Soyuz engines, followed a minute and 20 seconds later by a 15-second separation two burn that'll accelerate the Soyuz away from the International Space Station's Rosviet module. Then to preview what's ahead on the crew's journey home today, undocking and those separation burns are just the beginning. A bit later this morning, once Soyuz reaches a distance of 41 kilometers away from station, the spacecraft's deorbit burn will begin. This 4-minute and 42-second deorbit burn serves as a braking maneuver to slow Soyuz down, allowing it to drop out of orbit for entry into Earth's atmosphere.
Copy, working page 47.
After deorbit burn, pyrotechnics will separate the three sections of Soyuz, the crew, and of course strapped into their seats in the descent module with the heat shield and direction of travel to repel temperatures that will build up to about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. The parachute deployment sequence comes with two pilot parachutes, stroke chute followed by the main chute that will enable the Soyuz to slow down and descend to a landing with the soft landing engines firing just a moment before touchdown. Landing is scheduled to take place on the steppe of Kazakhstan, 91 miles southeast of the town of Jezkazgan, at 5:25 a.m. Central this morning, and that's 3:25 p.m. in the afternoon at the landing site.
Last M transmitter is on.
Готовлена команда Display Plus TV.
Display Plus TV command on, command sent.
Есть переход на форму движения.
We transition to the approach display. And there is a TV data on VECO. Okay, copy.
This view shows a pair of Soyuz vehicles, and on the right is MS-28, where Williams, Kucherov, and Mikheyev are located. And there on the left of the screen, docked to the Pershal module in the Russian segment of the station, is the newly arrived Soyuz MS-29 spacecraft that brought NASA astronaut Anil Menon and Roscosmos cosmonauts Pyotr Dubrov and Anna Kikinets to the space station last week on July 14th. We are just about 2.5 minutes away from the issuance of the undocking command, and the International Space Station is flying 260 miles over India.
Go ahead on Space Ground 1. You can proceed with steps 7 and 8. Recording activation and...
Floodlight is on.
Here's a view from the cross-haired external engineering camera on the Soyuz spacecraft. In the lower left-hand corner, you'll see two values. The upper of the two shows the distance between Soyuz and the International Space Station. And at the bottom, that's the rate of closure, the relative speed Soyuz is departing the space station.
Recording mode on both screens is active. Copy. Waiting for the undocking. Sending our regards to the guys, and we'll be waiting for them on the ground.
Unintelligible.
We are just under 5 minutes away from the undocking command being issued.
G2. combined power not illuminated. And backup.
10:00 16
Not illuminated. Okay.
We are currently 4 minutes away from the issuance of the undocking command, and this command opens the hooks holding the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft to the Rosviet module it's currently docked to. A minute and a half after that, the undocking command is issued and the hooks will open. Springs on both sides of the docking interface will push off against one another, beginning the spacecraft's journey home. All Soyuz systems reported to be in great shape, with vestibule leak checks complete. The crew is suited up in their Sokol launch and entry suits with leak checks nominal on those, and the Rosviet hooks are open. We are just 3 minutes away until the undock command is issued.
Copy loud and clear. What is on Info 1?
This is Mission Control Houston. If you're just joining us, we are covering the undocking of the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft carrying NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Kuznetsov and Sergei Mikhayev. And we are just about 2 minutes until the undocking command is issued.
1 minute. Before D7 command.
It will take 90 seconds for the Soyuz hooks to open and physical separation to occur. We are a minute and a half until the undocking command is issued. All station systems are go for undocking, and the Russian flight control team is receiving data from the Soyuz vehicle.
20 seconds. The capture is no longer illuminated. 10:02:35. Separation is confirmed 10:03:00, GSL 1.
Undocking confirmed at 2:03 a.m. Central, 3:03 a.m. Eastern, as Soyuz and the International Space Station flew 260 miles over northeast Mongolia. With Soyuz MS-28's departure, we mark the close of Expedition 74, and Expedition 75 is officially underway.
And verify that there is no fog.
Back over to Soyuz, Williams, Kuznetsov, and Mikhayev are on their first leg of their trip back home.
System, copy. And we do not see anything off nominal.
We are seconds away from the first separation burn that will begin to accelerate the opening rate for the Soyuz from the station.
10:07:00. For filter on PEV. transfer to your...
Once again, physical separation occurred at 2.03 a.m. Central, 3.03 a.m. Eastern.
So I have a message one brother this morning. I'd like to hear your voice. This circuit then. Please report when PEV of MRMW is put to close position. Can work.
Here's a view from the Crosshaired External Engineering Camera on the Soyuz spacecraft looking at the International Space Station. We're just under 1 minute away from that first separation burn.
DPO thrusters for departure. Activation confirmed.
Confirmation that Soyuz thrusters are now activated and the first
and
burn is underway.
We are confirming
that first 8-second burn is nominal
starts.
And complete.
Copy.
And the first of the two separation burns was completed nominally. The Soyuz is now in its departure orientation. The roll maneuver is in progress.
The maneuver is complete.
Yeah,
so
it's
combined
BSO
confirmed.
I put MRM-1 Soyuz PEV valve to closed position. Copy. Thank you for the report.
Soyuz is ready for second separation burn.
The
second separation burn of 15 seconds and duration is currently underway. The second separation burn completed in good, and with that, Soyuz begins its departure away from the space station.
Sending the command. V-1750 is the time when V-17 command has been sent. Now continue to page 50. Copy. Monitor on the KSP left. Display 211 is not eliminated, 12 not eliminated. Repress of the KDU thrusters is not eliminated. Dynamic mode inhibit confirmed.
Go ahead.
And we have all the settings
we completed
in place already.
Anton, link, you can proceed with that.
Tell me.
Thank you.
What did we decide to do with the COM? We decided to have...
I understood that. I can proceed with that.
Running
post completion of that.
Via
EKTS? That is correct.
It will have to be after the retrograde burn. It's between 12:40 and 12:55. That's when we're going to have our YKTS combat. So we'll talk to you on YKTS. So we'll stand by for you to come back at 11:20. 11:20.
МКС от Кречета там канале УКВ.
МКС на связи.
Петр, желаю вам хорошего полета, экспедиции успешной. Ну и, конечно, будем следить за вами и ждать возвращения вовремя.
Спасибо, Кречет, и вам тоже хорошей дороги домой. Яркой, сколько это возможно посадки. Ну и пусть мои результаты, конечно.
Ребята, спасибо, спасибо, Петр, за связи.
Хорошего полета.
Guys, have a nice flight home and soft landing.
This is Mission Control Houston and Alda. All of the hatch closure, pre-undocking preparations, and undocking went by the book. No issues are in work, and the Soyuz is now moving away from the station to its ultimate distance of 41 kilometers away from station to set up for the deorbit burn that is scheduled 2 hours and 16 minutes from now. The deorbit burn scheduled at 4:31 a.m. Central Time. It'll be 4 minutes and 42 seconds. This retrograde braking maneuver to slow the Soyuz down by 128 meters per second will allow it to drop out of orbit for descent back to Earth. In Kazakhstan, the members of the search and recovery team have arrived to the interim staging site, which is 91 miles to the northwest of the landing site itself. This is Mission Control Houston. The Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft will soon pass out of visual range of the external cameras you see here on the International Space Station. And as we just saw, the entry process begins at the undocking of Soyuz. That occurred a short time ago at 2:03 a.m. Central, 3:03 a.m. Eastern. The Soyuz is backing away to a distance of about 41 kilometers away from space station for its deorbit burn. The deorbit burn is a 4-minute, 42-second retrograde braking maneuver to slow the Soyuz down and allow it to drop out of Earth's orbit. Pyrotechnics will then separate the three sections of the Soyuz. Once the separation of the three sections of the Soyuz, the first major activity after that will be the command to open the chutes. First the drogue chutes, then the main. And then just a few seconds before touchdown, the soft landing thrusters will fire just 1 to 2 seconds above the ground. That is the final braking maneuver to soften the landing for the crew on board, and the Soyuz will be home. Landing is scheduled for 5:25 a.m. Central Time, which is 3:25 p.m. at the landing site in Kazakhstan. That landing site is about 91 miles to the southeast of the town of Jezkazgan, where the Rosaviatsa search and recovery forces have arrived, and in a few hours we'll head to the airfield there to board Russian Mi-8 helicopters and make their way down to the landing site for the recovery of the crew. With Soyuz safely on its way from station for the final leg of the journey home, we'll sign off briefly while Soyuz continues moving away from station to its point of the deorbit burn 41 kilometers away. We'll be back with that deorbit burn coverage, along with entry and landing of the Soyuz MS-28, beginning at 4:15 a.m. Central, 5:15 a.m. Eastern. That coverage will continue through the time the crew has landed, extracted from the Soyuz, and brought into the nearby medical tent. We'll be back with you in less than 2 hours from now for all of that activity. And in the meantime, Soyuz MS-28 is safely on the way to the point of deorbit burn to bring home Chris Williams, Sergei Kudstirchkov, and Sergei Mikhayev. This is Mission Control Houston.
Отвечаем, возгодим.
Проверяем 89-27 по шагам 11-12. Данные сброшены. Наш СС.
Все принято, Анна. Спасибо.
Спасибо.
We may lose signal for some time, so be aware of that. Everything is in order on the station. 749er is the stack pressure. 244 is pericarp pressure. Using phone 24 for our today's activities.
Gretchen, Super Moscow.
Gretchen, MCC Moscow. Go ahead.
Вот он, по странице 54.
Go ahead. All right, so for page 54, copy page 54. We have TLF CZ, foam assets on. So on the KSP left,
KDU
thrusters.
All
right, so the parameters are tank 1, 170. Second one is 170. No deltas. 496 is the prop level. Also stable. Copy. And I'm prepping command Alpha 5. Alpha 5 is ready and sent. The off is no longer illuminated. Manifold 1 has been selected. And the Vidir final approach is no longer illuminated. Rotational hand control is extended in neutral position. Watch the accelerometer data, and the command will be sent via command radio link at 11:30. Copy. We'll be standing by. Thank you.
the command display translation from TV.
The display command sent. Copy.
Далее работаем по странице 55, контролируем прохождение RDR 11.30.
Work on page 55, monitoring, dynamic ops enabled. Okay, standing by. Standing by for the command via command radio link.
Принято.
Unintelligible. Copy.
Есть прохождение.
Dynamic ops enabled command went through via command radio link.
Нет ГСО.
ГСО confirmed. Indicator mode. Flexible cycle. Bruce 1-2-3 operational.
Принято.
Copy. ПДУ press confirmed.
ОСК
confirmed.
Снять индикаторного режима.
ГСО 1 confirmed. ОСК confirmed.
Принято. Контролируйте построение ОСК, контролируйте приведение к месту и специалии.
Хаби.
Наблюдаю ВСК.
We are monitoring the on ВСК. Beginning of attitude build. 11, 36, 35, or visual vertical is built.
Начало построения часа угла.
Unintelligible.
Принято.
Copy. Confirm vertical build. The vertical is built.
Валируем разворот по рыцарю, формирование 201,
ВСК. Standing by. monitor settings.
1466 0 3 30 and 15 0 4 30.
On the display.
Delta
V1 matches the location. Shadow activation 12:35:58. Separation
12:39:57.
Maximum. Calculated in audible. Okay, all settings on KDO display matching. On Thursday, TMV 1, TMV 1, 0, 12, 31, 58.
VP1,
128, 0. Settings all correct. Copy. I'm ready to proceed. Page
56.
All right, now you need to enter the atmospheric pressure value at the landing site. We are ready to enter. We are ready to copy from you. 733 millimeters of mercury. 737.0. The value is entered. That's atmospheric pressure. Then then you need to enter the reference altitude. Copy. Page 56. We are ready to enter the reference altitude. 650 meters.
Six five zero.
And we are ready to give you the weather report at the landing site. We are ready to copy. Visibility 10 kilometers. Temperature 31 degrees. Pressure 730. Wind 11 meters per second. Humidity 30%. Copy. Proceed with page 56. 12:22:00. Okay. Standing by.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us for the landing of the three crew members aboard the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft, NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Kuzmichkov and Sergei Mikhaev. After undocking at 2.03 a.m. Central Time, the Soyuz is next scheduled to conduct its deorbit burn, scheduled for 4.31 a.m. Central Time, coming up in just about 16 minutes. I'm NASA's Leah Cheshire Mustachio, live in the International Space Station Flight Control Room at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas, where teams are monitoring the crews and operations aboard the orbiting laboratory as well as MS-28. The flight director tonight is Anthony Varia, and CAPCOM, or capsule communicator to his right, is NASA astronaut Anne McClain. She's communicating with the astronauts aboard the station. You will hear some other voices tonight, those being Russian voices. That would be the capsule communicator for the Soyuz MS-28 itself. This is a balcony view of the Russian Mission Control Center in Koryov, a town outside of Moscow. That's the team that will be controlling all of tonight's landing operations. Our three spacefarers coming home tonight, the crew of the Soyuz MS-28, include NASA astronaut Chris Williams, completing his first spaceflight, Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Kuzmichkov completing his second spaceflight, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Mikhaev completing his first spaceflight. This mission totaled 241 days, during which the crew completed 3,856 orbits of Earth and traveled over 102 million miles. Again, this view in the Russian Mission Control Center outside of Moscow. Meanwhile, the landing team is preparing to depart aboard helicopters for the landing site from the airfield in Jezkazgan. They will board and depart on those helicopters approximately the same time as the deorbit burn, now 14 minutes from now. Again, that coming up at 4:31 a.m. Central Time. That burn will last approximately 4 minutes and 42 seconds and slow the Soyuz spacecraft down enough to drop it out of orbit, re-enter the Earth's atmosphere, and begin that parachute sequence before landing at 5:25 a.m. Central Time on the steppe of Kazakhstan. Currently at the landing site, it's about 88 degrees Fahrenheit with a visibility of 6 miles and 24 mile per hour winds. Following landing, the crew will be extracted from the spacecraft, moved into chairs, and eventually into the medical tent for post-landing checkouts. That's where they will change out of their Sokol launch and entry suits and into some more comfortable clothing before each boarding their own helicopter back to Karaganda. That's where the crew will split up, with NASA astronaut Chris Williams boarding a plane back to Houston, and the Roscosmos cosmonauts boarding their plane back to the Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center. Earlier this evening, we saw Soyuz hatch closure, that coming at 10:45 p.m. Central Time. Williams, Kuzmichkov, and Mikhaev all boarding the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft that brought them to the International Space Station 241 days ago, waving a final farewell to their crew members. On the space station side, you can see Pyotr Dubrov preparing the hatch seal, making sure it's clean from any foreign object debris, and then eventually closing the space station side of the hatch. Once that hatch closure was complete, again, 10:45 p.m. Central Time, the crew performed leak checks and systems checks, ensuring their spacecraft was ready to go, and they donned or put on their white Sokol launch and entry suits.
Moscow, Kretchen.
12:22:00.
We are ready to issue the maneuver command and properly set the command up and be ready. The command has been set. 13.22.00, we send the ИКВ inhibit command, and the ИКВ notification is no longer illuminated, the inhibit went through. And then we're sending the STD minus 8.
Those voices you hear are coming from the Soyuz crew, namely Sergei Kutsvertchkov, who serves as the commander of the MS-28 spacecraft, to and from Mission Control here in the town of Koryagov outside of Moscow. That's the view on your screen. And the interpreter that is relaying their communications back for all of us. We are now 8 minutes and 24 seconds away from the deorbit burn.
We are prepping up the command, the C3 command, and the command has been set.
Again, we saw Soyuz hatch closure at 10:45 p.m. Central Time tonight. At 2:03 a.m. Central Time, as the International Space Station was flying over northeast Mongolia, the hooks on the spacecraft were opened, and the Soyuz MS-28 undocked from the station, taking with it Sergei Mikhaev in the left seat as Board Engineer 1, Chris Williams in the right seat as Board Engineer 2, and Commander of the spacecraft, Sergei Kutsvertchkov, in the center seat.
At 12:30:58, we're going to be monitoring for STD minus 1, STD minus 1, copy, and verify if you see the maneuver on the display, we do, and
upon departure of the Soyuz MS-28, Expedition 75 officially began aboard the International Space Station.
And please, guys, continue providing a running commentary and report, even if we do not respond. At 12:35, we are also scheduling a ECDS session, comm session.
Once the crew is out of that plasma regime, which lasts about 5 minutes, the parachutes will begin to open. First, two pilot parachutes, and then a drogue chute, and finally, the main parachute that will guide the spacecraft down in its 15-minute descent. Just about 2 seconds before the crew touches down on the steppe of Kazakhstan, some soft landing engines fire. That will wrap up the 241-day mission for the Soyuz MS-28 crew. That deorbit burn now less than 5 minutes away. The Soyuz spacecraft that we are focused on today is composed of three different pieces, which you can see in this expanded view, and in total it makes up a length of about 24.5 feet. Now the upper portion, the more spherical or bulbous area, is the orbital module, and that includes the rendezvous antenna and the docking probe. That piece does not return home. That will be a portion that burns up upon reentry into Earth's atmosphere. The next is the center section, and it's the descent module. This portion does return to Earth and protects the three crew members inside of it. That's where the crew are at this time. They are in their Sokol suits and in their designated seats. This segment also holds the life support and guidance, navigation, and control systems. Last but not least, the lower portion is the propulsion module, which houses the engines and other instruments necessary to maneuver Soyuz, including during the deorbit burn. Again, we are now just about 3 minutes away from that deorbit burn. That will slow the Soyuz spacecraft down to 100. It will slow it down by 128 miles per hour. And as we prepare for that deorbit burn, confirmation that the first helicopters have departed Jezkazgan for the landing site. It's about a 92 mile distance from that town. After the helicopters arrive and the Soyuz crew has landed, they will also land in a racetrack fashion before helping the crew out of the Soyuz spacecraft, helping them into the medical tent, and then eventually reboarding those helicopters and departing for Karaganda. Speaking of the recovery team members, again, those helicopters, the first set have departed Jezkazgan for the landing site about 92 miles away. There are a handful of recovery assets we'll see in play once the spacecraft gets back or gets closer to Earth. That includes those Mi-8 helicopters delivering the NASA and Roscosmos team members supporting the crew members' return. There will also be Russian search and recovery forces on ATVs that will approach the capsule. There will also be an Antonov fixed-wing aircraft. It acts as sort of a command and control center between the spacecraft back to Russian mission control personnel. This is what will relay the voice and the data from Soyuz and the flight controllers at the mission control center in Moscow.
Still letter confirms. This rate is lit. Copy.
Снег автовидан на МПУ, один формат
контроля.
15 seconds from the deorbit burn start.
Подтверждаю. Engine. Fire.
Есть включение двигателя.
Thrust of fire, SKD. Firing.
We have confirmation that the deorbit burn has begun. Again, this is a 4-minute, 42-second firing of the engines on the propulsion module. This commits the spacecraft to dropping out of orbit and re-entering Earth's atmosphere, slowing it down by 128 meters per second.
3 second duration, 30 kilos usage, we gained 14.5 meters, copy.
One minute now into the deorbit burn. Again, 4 minute, 42 second burn, committing the Soyuz MS-28 crew to return to Earth.
28 decimal 5 gained. All nominal. Copy.
Continuing to hear good calls that everything is nominal or as expected for this burn.
Полторы минуты работы.
1.5 SKD, firing duration.
Набрали 40.
Consumption 96, gain 40.
Ожидаем летать через 10 секунд.
Waiting for 10 seconds.
Standing by for deorbit burn cutoff and completion.
Есть ГК. Есть подключенные термодатчики. Есть
thermal sensors. Active.
Есть зап программа разделения по ГЭС.
Separation program started for ГЭС.
Есть разделение по ГЭС программы.
1246. Copy.
Confirmation of a successful deorbit burn, which began at 4:31 a.m. Central Time and lasted 4 minutes and 42 seconds, committing the crew to returning to Earth.
Maneuver. Nominal. Oil pressure decreasing. Copy.
Так, Крич, сколько массы передать, пожалуйста, величину полного отработанного импульса?
Please report the full magnitude 127.99.
Принято
127.99.
Again, we're targeting landing this morning at 5:25 a.m. Central Time, which will be 3:25 p.m. local time in Kazakhstan.
Working for page 62.
Everything has proceeded as planned and by the book today, from hatch closure to undocking, now through the deorbit burn. Just about 5 minutes after the deorbit burn is complete, the orbital module will be depressurized to a vacuum and set up the systems for the pyrotechnic separation of the modules. That separation is scheduled for 4:59 a.m. Central Time.
All right, Gretchen's flying back home.
Following separation at 4:59 a.m. Central, the heat shield will be oriented in the direction which the crew is traveling in preparation for entry interface. That entry interface will happen about 3 minutes after separation, and that will be the first time for the crew to feel the effects of gravity since launch day. 2 minutes after the entry interface is the peak heating. That's also called the plasma regime. It's quite literally plasma building up around the spacecraft, as the peak heating is about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. The heat shield helps repel those high temperatures. This is approximately about the same time they'll experience the max G load, about 4 Gs. While the crew is in the plasma regime, we also expect close to 5 minutes of no communication. That is due to the plasma buildup around the spacecraft. Once they have exited, we hope to regain communication with the Antonov aircraft near the landing site. You'll hear a beacon signal as that occurs. This is also just before parachute deployment and about 15 minutes prior to landing. The command to open those chutes should be triggered at 5:11 a.m. Central Time. That's when we'll see the two pilot parachutes, then the drogue chute, and finally, the main parachute. We are 45 minutes away now from the landing of Soyuz MS-28 and NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Kudryavtsev and Sergei Mikhaev from their 241-day mission on the International Space Station.
It's Moscow. How you copy? I cannot copy. I can. Well, I have noise. Same here.
Moscow,
Gretchen. Very strong interference. I cannot read you. We proceed. Page 62. Step 12.
На коленнике.
Rotational and controller is in transportation position. Copy. Row in transportation. Knee pads. Secured. Good copy.
As the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft continues to increase its distance from the International Space Station, we could begin to see some or hear some ratty communications or choppy communications. Additionally, we have confirmation that all MI-8 helicopters are now airborne and heading toward the landing site. They took off from Jeskazgan and are heading toward that landing site again about 92 miles southeast of the town. At the landing site today, approximately 88 degrees Fahrenheit, a very Houston-themed welcome home for NASA astronaut Chris Williams completing his first mission to the International Space Station. Again, the next major milestone for the crew coming up at module separation. That'll be at 4:59 a.m. Central Time. Meanwhile, the International Space Station itself, traveling 262 statute miles over the South Atlantic Ocean, approaching the east coast of Africa. Again, we are live here in Mission Control Houston at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. However, this view coming to you live from the Mission Control Center in Koryov, just outside of Moscow. This is where the Roscosmos team is monitoring and commanding tonight's return of Soyuz MS-28.
Есть питание BIOS, есть готовность BIOS на формате СПИК.
As we stand by for that separation in about 15 minutes, some of the research that Chris Williams conducted well aboard the International Space Station contributed to research for new cancer treatments, advanced the production of materials to improve computers and electronics, and ventured into the vacuum of space to complete two spacewalks. Again, his first mission at 241 days. Some of the cancer treatments that Williams worked on while aboard the International Space Station investigate rod-shaped materials, which are DNA-inspired materials that form more evenly and consistently, and that may improve their performance and readiness for treatments here on Earth. Additional research investigated protein crystals, which form better structures in space than they do on Earth and allow researchers to better understand how to target and treat disease. One of the studies that Williams performed research into with these protein crystals is with a project that aims to develop a new formula for a cancer treatment that could be taken orally. He also conducted research to grow semiconductor crystals in space, where crystals of the desired size can much more easily be produced than they are on Earth. Previous research shows that these space-grown crystals can offer increased performance to help advance technologies like high-performance computers, artificial intelligence, and medical devices. And of course, some of the research that happens in space is on the crew members themselves. The astronauts collect biological samples like blood and urine to help scientists understand how long-duration spaceflight helps and or affects the human body. As the clock ticks closer to landing, now less than 39 minutes away. We are again seeing everything proceed as scheduled tonight. Most recently, we had the deorbit burn. That was a 4-minute and 42-second burn. That burn taking place at 4:31 a.m. Central Time. And the next major milestone being that separation of the three modules on the Soyuz spacecraft, targeted for about 12 minutes from now. And again, teams on the ground all continuing to make their preparations for the recovery of the three crew members. All helicopters are now en route to the landing site. 10 minutes now from the pyrotechnic separation of the Soyuz modules. Again, the Soyuz spacecraft being composed of three different pieces, two of which do not return to Earth. They will burn up on reentry in Earth's atmosphere, and one carrying the precious cargo of our crew members, which will return to Earth. That is the center section. That's the descent module. The crew has been suited. Their Sokol launch and entry suits that they also wore on launch day have been in that module since undocking in their seats and preparing to come home. Upon the pyrotechnic separation, the heat shields will be oriented forward or towards the direction of travel. That helps ablate some of the heat buildup. Again, the expected peak heating is about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit. And just 35 minutes from now, we expect to see the Soyuz spacecraft touch down on the steppe of Kazakhstan. About 8 minutes now from the pyrotechnic separation of the Soyuz modules. And though we have these three spacefarers coming home, we still have seven more remaining to live and work on the International Space Station. That includes NASA's Jessica Meir, now commander of the space station, Jack Hathaway and Anil Menon, Sophie Adenow of ESA, and Anna Kikina, Pyotr Dubrov, and Andrei Fedyaev of Roscosmos. That is your Expedition 75 crew. Expedition 75 officially began at 2:03 a.m. Central Time when Soyuz MS-28 undocked from the Rosset module. If you're just joining us, we are covering the return of the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft with NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Kuzvertchkov and Sergei Mikhaev after 241 days on the International Space Station. As the Soyuz spacecraft gets farther from the space station, we do end up potentially having dropouts of communication or spotty communication. We also expect to have less or a loss of communication during the plasma buildup upon reentry. However, as they exit that plasma regime, we will have them regain communications with the Antonov aircraft that is flying in vicinity of the landing site. Landing coming up in 32 minutes, scheduled for 5:25 a.m. Central Time. Everything has gone as planned tonight with the deorbit burn at 4:31 a.m. Central. And coming up next, the pyrotechnic separation of the Soyuz modules. That will be at 4:59 a.m. Central, so just about 5 minutes from now.
Речь туда Москва.
Речь из Москвы.
Речь туда Москва.
Речь из Москвы. Moscow Kretschitz.
Moscow Kretschitz.
Go ahead, Kretschitz. How can I? In Vichev.
Russian Miraport, sir.
Oh, not clearly.
Problem?
We copy you loud and clear.
Again, those voices you hear are the crew aboard the Soyuz MS-28, specifically Sergei Kuzmerchkov serving as the commander.
Stage 62, separation program.
Monitor.
And also monitor the checkpoints of separation program. Whenever possible, please keep reporting.
Kuzmerchkov is speaking with the team here in this room that you see on your screen, Soyuz or Roscosmos Mission Control in Koryab, just outside of Moscow, discussing the upcoming separation of the modules about 2 minutes from now. Standing by for separation of the modules. Continuing to hear good calls between the crew and Mission Control in Moscow. We have confirmation that module separation has occurred. Again, everything will start happening pretty quickly now. Next milestone will be entry interface coming up at 5.02 a.m. Central Time. The heat shield on the spacecraft is now oriented in the direction which the crew is traveling in preparation for that entry interface. And again, entry interface will be the first time the crew feels gravity since launch day. Now that separation is complete, the orbital module, descent module, and propulsion module are all separated. Again, the only portion that will return back to Earth, landing on the steppe of Kazakhstan less than 25 minutes from now, is the descent module, where the crew are in their Sokol launch and entry suits and in their seats. We are standing by for entry interface to begin. Shortly after entry interface, the crew will enter the peak heating time frame, that's also known as the plasma regime, during which the capsule's exterior will experience about 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, but the crew will be kept nice and cool inside as the heat shield repels those high temperatures. While they are in that plasma regime, we do not expect to have communications with them for about 4 to 5 minutes, as the plasma prevents communications to and from the spacecraft. However, once they exit that plasma regime, approximately 5.09 a.m. Central Time, the Antonov aircraft will begin trying to reestablish communications with the crew. This is Mission Control Houston. If you're just joining us, you're watching the live return of the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft from a 241-day mission aboard the International Space Station carrying NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Mikhayev and Sergei Kuzmichkov back to Earth. Everything has gone as planned tonight, most recently seeing the modules of the Soyuz spacecraft separate, and we now anticipate the crew and the spacecraft are in the entry interface and momentarily should be entering the plasma regime. Again, shortly after exiting that plasma regime, again, we are expecting that to come around 5.09 a.m. Central Time. We will see the command to open the parachutes at 5.11 a.m. Central Time, so very quickly. These are triggered by a barometric pressure sensor at an altitude of 41,000 feet. We'll first have two pilot parachutes that deploy, and after that, they extract the drogue chute. The drogue chute will then bring out the main parachute, and all of this from pilot chutes to main chute only takes about 20 seconds for the entire process, so very fast. The Mi-8 helicopters with the recovery crew are en route to the landing site, again, about 92 miles southeast of the town of Juzgan in Kazakhstan. They will land only once the capsule has touched down in a sequential fashion. Now, once the capsule reaches about 21,325 feet, a barometric pressure sensor starts a timer that triggers most of the remaining events in the landing sequence. One of these is some venting that you may see, and that is at about 18,045 feet. Some commands are issued to jettison the heat shield, inhibit the entry control thrusters, and open valves to vent all of the hydrogen peroxide and oxygen venting into the air. This will look like a white vapor venting into the air, and that makes the vehicle safer upon landing. So there aren't going to be any hazardous gases remaining in the tanks when those soft landing thrusters fire just before touchdown. And because those gases will have been vented, the search and recovery teams will be able to approach this spacecraft very quickly. And again, just before touchdown, just about 2 seconds before landing, if we have visuals, you may see a short thruster firing. This helps slow the spacecraft down even more for a little bit of a softer landing on the steppe of Kazakhstan. The crew continues their journey and reentry through Earth's atmosphere. Again, we are still in that plasma regime time frame and do not have communications with the crew at this time, as expected. We expect about 1 more minute left in this plasma regime, and during that time, the Antonov aircraft and the crew will begin trying to make contact with each other. We are now 17 minutes away from our anticipated landing time, 5:25 a.m. Central Time, 3:25 p.m. local time in Kazakhstan.
На борту порядок.
Everything's fine on board.
Спуска аус.
And we are in the controlled descent mode.
Get out.
4 seconds in the atmospheric mist.
Confirmation from the crew that they are in the controlled descent now through the plasma regime and having regained communication with Mission Control in Moscow. Again, the next milestone coming at 5:11 a.m. We will have the command to open the parachutes. First, those two pilot parachutes, then a drogue chute, and finally, the main orange and white parachute that we are accustomed to seeing. Now, just about 15 minutes away from the return of Soyuz MS-28 to Earth.
2 G.
Crew reporting the G levels they're experiencing aboard the spacecraft. Again, the first time in 8 months that they felt the forces of gravity.
All right, guys, tighten the straps, get ready for the deployment of the parachute. All tight. Good.
We are standing by for confirmation of a parachute deploy. Again, we have good confirmation that the crew is through the entry interface and onto the next steps in this return process. Landing now less than 4 minutes, coming up on the 10-minute mark until we see Soyuz MS-28 and NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Kizvertkov and Sergei Mikhaev touch down back on Earth. That's Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft suspended under the orange and white parachute. That parachute itself covers 1,000. That parachute itself covering about 1,000 square feet.
All right, the seats are primed. We confirm as that pressure is dropping.
A correction, that main parachute covering an area of 1,000 meters, it's slowing the capsule down to about 16 miles per hour. Quite a contrast from the 17,500 miles per hour this crew was traveling just 3 hours ago.
How do you copy me? I am, this is Pritchett. We read you loud and clear. Ballistic miss is 4 seconds. We are in the controlled automatic descent. We see you guys. Greetings. Pratchett 1, feeling great. Pratchett 2, feeling good. Pratchett 3, feeling amazing. That is good news, guys.
Confirmation from the crew themselves that they are all feeling good, great, and amazing upon their return to Earth. Again, expecting touchdown less than 9 minutes from now. The crew also has a voice and visual with the search and recovery forces. This video coming as those Russian search and recovery ATVs continue making their way toward the anticipated landing site.
This is the altitude of the Soyuz. This is Hot Mike from the search and rescue forces. Unintelligible.
Search and rescue forces, what's your altitude?
Hot Mike. Can you hear the noise?
Высота 1890.
The altitude is 1890.
Again, you're hearing communications to and from the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft. Voice you're hearing, that of Commander Sergei Kizvertkov, Roscosmos cosmonaut, speaking with the mission control team in Moscow.
And just the ground forces. Guys, we see you. We are on your right.
And they do have communications with the search and recovery team members. Once we get those views back of the returning crew, we will share them. Now less than 3 minutes away from touchdown.
Hot Mike from the rescue forces.
Ответил. Открылся, на окне прямо идет.
Да, наблюдаю.
Хорошо.
Все, крышечка, да?
Да, крышка, правее чуть-чуть и выше.
You see the tower? It's a little bit to the right and above.
Перепись, на 7 остановились.
The oxidizer stopped at 7.
Less than 2 minutes away from an anticipated touchdown of Soyuz MS-28.
Moving down.
Again, conditions at the landing site, visibility about 6 miles with 24 mile per hour winds and 88 degrees Fahrenheit. Now from our expected touchdown time. Again, next major milestone you'll see are the soft landing engine fires.
This is Precious. I'm getting to 900 meters.
Just before touchdown, you'll see the 6 engines fire as Soyuz is about a meter above the ground to further slow their descent.
Brace yourself. Hold your arms close to the body and please do not speak. And this is going to stay true all the way until landing.
Landing now less than 30 seconds away, crew receiving final instructions as they prepare for touchdown. Touchdown. After 241 days in space,
landing.
Chris Williams, Sergei Mikhaev, and Sergei Kitsvirchkov have returned to their home planet at 5:27 a.m. Central Time, 3:27 p.m. in Kazakhstan.
Soyuz is on its side, and there is no fire. That's the rescue forces reporting.
All
right, and the helicopters are approaching to land.
Just before landing, you saw that soft landing engine fire slowing the descent. I also heard the call that the Soyuz is on its side. This is not uncommon for the Soyuz, and the crew will be extracted from the spacecraft upon the recovery forces arriving at the capsule.
And you hurl engine, right?
As you can see here, one of those ATVs and a helicopter beginning to approach and prepare for landing and extraction of the crew back on Earth after 8 months in space.
Take to the right. I can see the cover.
If you're just joining us, confirmation of landing, 5:27 a.m. Central Time, Soyuz MS-28 and 3 crew members now back on planet Earth. The recovery teams are starting to arrive. They will begin to extract or remove the crew from the spacecraft before helping them into chairs and eventually a pop-up medical tent. That's where the crew members will conduct their first inspections after having returned to Earth. They will change into some more comfortable clothing and each board an individual helicopter and fly back to the city of Karaganda.
Don't delay. Well, the cover drives.
The helicopters you see landing now departed the Juskuzgan airport at the time of the deorbit burn, that deorbit burn taking place at 4:31 a.m. Central Time, everything happening by the book today for a very picturesque landing.
Landing confirmed for the helicopter. 9:48 landing.
Again, as these search and recovery teams continue to arrive, at the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft. Just a quick recap of their mission. Having completed 241 days in space, this crew saw 3,856 orbits of the Earth and 102,254,355 miles traveled in total. Just 3.5 hours ago, the crew was still docked to the International Space Station, their undocking coming at 2:03 a.m. Central Time. And in this view, you can see the spacecraft on its side. Again, not an uncommon position for the Soyuz after landing. The crew will be extracted from a hatch on the top of the spacecraft. So now that the Soyuz spacecraft is on its side, they will be taken from the side where you see the people standing. Again, confirmation of landing of the Soyuz 27 MS-27 spacecraft, 5:27 a.m. Central Time, 3:27 p.m. local time. Again, landing about 92 miles southeast of the town of Jetskazgan in Kazakhstan. As you can see, the search and recovery teams continue to arrive on those ATVs and helicopters.
Search and rescue exchange.
696. Switching to 29. This is 29. Are the vertical forces all on the ground? Not all of them. 400 is on the ground.
Again, successful return of the Soyuz MS-27. NASA astronaut Chris Williams, MS Cosmos cosmonauts, Sergey, Soyuz MS-28 with NASA astronaut Chris Williams, and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Mikhaev and Sergei Kitsurchkov back on Earth. Teams in the Kazakh desert are now preparing to remove the crew from the Soyuz spacecraft. The spacecraft is on its side. Again, not an uncommon orientation for Soyuz upon landing.
Inaudible. Four two nine six nine six. Go ahead. All other helicopters.
Still getting great views from the landing site in Kazakh desert as teams prepare to remove the three crew members from Soyuz MS-28. We'll stay on air until we see them extracted from the spacecraft. They will then move into a pop-up medical tent for their initial checkouts upon return to Earth before boarding individual helicopters and making their way to Karaganda. Once in Karaganda, Chris Williams will board the NASA plane and make his journey home back to Houston. And the Roscosmos cosmonauts, Sergei Mikhaev and Sergei Kitsurchkov, will board a Gagarin Cosmonaut Training Center plane. This will be the first time this crew has split up in 8 months. Now, once the crew members are extracted from the spacecraft, you will see them placed in chairs. Again, this is the first time this crew has been on Earth in 241 days, so we give them a little bit of time to get their land legs back. Those chairs will be carried to the medical tent. This is standard procedure for any of our crews returning. If you've ever watched a crew return aboard a SpaceX Dragon, you see the same thing on the recovery ship where they are helped into waiting stretchers and then moved into the medical bay. It's a very similar procedure here. You can see those chairs ready and waiting for the three crew members once they are taken out of the spacecraft.
Let's go ahead and form a corridor. Now please move to the right and to the left. Left and right.
Landing happening just over 10 minutes ago, and the recovery forces on the scene very quickly today with great visuals for us as we watched from home. And again, these chairs are where we will see our three crew members once they are taken out of the spacecraft and get their first breath of fresh air in 8 months.
Excellent. Everything is excellent.
Continuing to get good calls and good reports. Again, as they were descending under the parachute and on their way toward the landing site, we heard that the crew members were feeling good, great, and amazing. Again, everything very by the book today. We had hatch closure at 10:45 p.m. Central Time yesterday on July 25th, undocking at 2:03 a.m. Central Time today, July 26th, and landing at 5:27 a.m. Central Time, 3:27 p.m. local time in Kazakhstan.
Sasha, does everything look fine or not?
As you can see, the hatch is open on the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft. Getting your first look inside Soyuz MS-28. You can see the crew in their Sokol launch and entry suits. Again, the same suits that they wore on launch day. They are now wearing for their return to Earth. Inside the spacecraft, Sergei Kitsvirchkov is in the center seat. He's the commander of the Soyuz MS-28. He was also the commander of the International Space Station before handing that over to NASA astronaut Jessica Meir yesterday in a traditional change of command ceremony. NASA astronaut Chris Williams is in the right seat, and Sergei Mikhaev is in the left seat.
There's a problem with the tripod. Okay, Alexei, everything is fine. Alexei, it is just fine. It's not going to get any better. Sergei, make sure that you're ready. Please be careful. It is moving.
We're preparing to see the crew taken out of the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft. And the first crew member has been taken out of the spacecraft. Again, having landed just about 15 minutes ago, 5:27 a.m. Central Time. All crew members are carried to these chairs. This gives them a few minutes to regain their equilibrium after about 8 months in microgravity.
Next?
And that's Sergei Kuzmichkov, Roscosmos cosmonaut, commander of Soyuz MS-28. He was in the center seat, and that's the voice you heard most speaking with the team in Mission Control in Moscow.
Hello, Sergei. Do not open your eyes. Do not move.
After landing and being taken out of the spacecraft, doctors and flight surgeons will check on the crew members. We have the NASA team there to check on Chris Williams as he returns to Earth. The NASA teams work closely with the astronauts in the weeks and months before and after their return to Earth to make sure they're healthy and help them readjust
to gravity. Please lower your cameras. Please lower your cameras.
Again, landing at 5:27 a.m. Central Time, we have Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Kuzmichkov out of the spacecraft. Kuzmichkov now has he has totaled 426 days in space on his two space flights.
Sasha, do not film anything. I'm not.
If you're just joining us, we are standing by for the other two crew members to be removed from the Soyuz spacecraft. We had a nominal or as expected return to Earth for Soyuz MS-28. Roscosmos cosmonaut and commander of Soyuz MS-28, Sergei Kuzmichkov, has already been taken out of the spacecraft and carried to the chair where he will begin his recovery process. We are also standing by for Roscosmos cosmonaut Sergei Mikhaev and, of course, NASA astronaut Chris Williams.
Where are you moving? Where are you moving?
Sergei Mikhaev now being taken out of the spacecraft.
The temperature is 24 to 25 degrees and it doesn't really change.
Sergei Kudzverchkov on your left and Sergei Mikhaev on your right. And we are now seeing NASA astronaut Chris Williams being taken out of the Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft. One of the team members there, NASA astronaut Jasmine Mongeli. Williams all smiles at the completion of his first mission, 241 days in space. All three crew members now out of the Soyuz spacecraft, which landed at 5:27 a.m. Central Time, 3:27 p.m. local time in Kazakhstan. As you see, NASA medical team members attending to Williams. These are all standard checks upon return to Earth, especially for someone who has spent 8 months in space. They will check his vital signs, make sure he's feeling good before carrying him into that medical tent for some further checks. He is still in his Sokol launch and entry suit, waving undoubtedly to the camera and everyone watching back home, some here in Mission Control Houston. No. Yes, we have taken photographs. Sergei Mikhaev, also wrapping up his first trip to space, 241 days.
Sergei, the State Commission and the Mission Control Center are asking about how you feel, and also they're asking about your opinion about the rescue forces' support. I'm feeling fine. I thought it would be much worse, and I expected different sensations, but everything is just fine. I feel great. I haven't gotten used to the Earth's gravity. The rescue forces have done a great job, and I would like to thank everyone and pass my greetings to everyone.
Williams now making his first phone call now that he is back on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah, out of money.
Again, after he is taken into the medical tent, he will change out and receiving a ceremonial gift upon his first landing. A custom Matryoshka doll.
There's vodka inside. Well, actually, this is why I flew to space in the first place. Well, excellent. Thank you very much. Welcome back home. It is so good to see you. We've been waiting for your return. Does it look like me? Yes, it looks like you. This Matryoshka doll has a surprise inside.
Again, the crew members just conducting these initial medical checks, making sure everyone is feeling well. They will eventually be carried in these chairs into the medical tent. They will get a chance to get out of their so-called suits and change into something more comfortable before boarding helicopters. Each will be in their own helicopter for the flight to Karagonda. That's where they'll split up for the first time in 8 months. As Chris Williams returns home to Houston on a NASA plane, and the Roscosmos cosmonauts return to the Kagarin Cosmonaut Training Center. Again, if you're just joining us, we had a landing of Soyuz MS-28 at 5:27 a.m. Central Time, just over 30 minutes ago. All three crew members are outside of the capsule. NASA astronaut Chris Williams feeling well, returning from his first space flight. And NASA astronaut Chris Williams making his way into the medical tent for those initial evaluations. Wrapping up 241 days in space.
Where is my phone? I haven't touched it.
Continuing to get thumbs up from Chris Williams, smiles and waves as he returns from his first space flight. Thanks for joining us today for our live coverage of Soyuz MS-28 return to Earth with NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Roscosmos cosmonauts Sergei Kuznetsov and Sergei Mikhayev. This all kicked off yesterday with a change of command ceremony when Sergei Kuznetsov handed command of the International Space Station over to NASA astronaut Jessica Meir. Later last night at 10:45 p.m. Central Time, the hatch was closed aboard the Soyuz spacecraft while attached to the Rosset module on the International Space Station. At 2:03 a.m. Central Time, the undocking command was sent, separating the Soyuz from the space station. And at 4:31 a.m. Central, we saw the deorbit burn. Everything went according to plan this morning, and we had a landing on the steppe of Kazakhstan at 5:27 a.m. Central Time, wrapping up 241 days in space for our space travelers. As you saw, the crew is outside of the spacecraft and has been carried into the medical tents, as is standard procedure. They will conduct those medical checks inside the tents before changing into some comfortable clothes and each boarding an individual helicopter. Those helicopters will then take them to Karaganda, where they will split up for the first time in 8 months. Chris Williams will board a NASA plane and begin his journey back to Houston, while cosmonauts Sergei Kudryavtsev and Sergei... Thanks again for joining us here from Mission Control Houston. We look forward to the next time that we are able to take you along for a space journey. This is Mission Control Houston.
Houston Station, good morning, Jack. Understand you guys might have some T2 heart rate monitor troubleshooting steps.
Good morning, Station. Yes, we do have some troubleshooting steps. I've got a procedure to replace the battery when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready for it.
Okay, it's in the MedOps book. It's 4.2.535. We're going to have you perform step one to replace the battery.
That's 4.2.535, step one to replace the battery. I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay, very good. And for stowage for the new battery, you can look in lab 1, port 3, underscore, delta 2. There's a half CTV 1240. You should find one of those CR2025 coin batteries.
I'm on port 3, delta 2, half CTV 1240 for the new battery. Thanks.
That's a good read.
Station Jackson 2 for heart rate monitor.
Go ahead on 2.
The battery swap out's complete. That's all of step 1. Presumably I should be doing step 2 as well to pair it to the tablet.
You know, I was looking at the procedure and I thought step 2 was only for Cevis. Do you think you need to pair it to T2?
We use Cevis software on a tablet over here by T2, and then that connects to the T2 software. So I think that's the case. And anyway, it's not showing up on the Cevis software that we use over here on T2 as an available device, so I'm not sure that the battery swap out was solved the underlying problem.
Okay, well, I trust your judgment on that one, and if you think we need to pair it, go ahead and do step 2 and let me know if that solved the problem.
It does not, because I can't, it does not appear as an available device yet on the software when I try to pair. Not sure if there's another step. I should try another battery or try a whole new heart rate monitor or some other suggestion you guys have.
That's a good question. I'm following now what you're saying. I'd be okay if you want to try another battery, but let's hold off on trying a different unit until I can talk to BME and let them know the state of things.
Okay, sounds good. Houston Station, Jackson 2, go back on the heart rate monitor.
Go ahead on 2 for heart rate monitor.
Hey, swapping the battery out did not change the situation. Also, the rest of the crew is telling me that there's separate systems. The heart rate monitor connects to the Cevis software on the Windows Surface tablet separately than the way that it connects to the heart rate on the T2 system. So I guess those are independent. I think I misspoke earlier and said they were the same, but they're different, I guess. And neither of those systems are registering the heart rate with the new battery.
Okay, understand. Thanks for clarifying. I've been looking into some of the previous anomalies with this since we don't have a BME around. It looks like doing a T2 clue reboot and then an SSC reboot of the T2 SSC resolved this in the past. if you are interested in doing that, we could direct you to the procedure, but I was going to give BME a call first just to see if they were tracking with my line of thought on what the next step would be.
Okay, copy that. I think we're happy to do that up here after you make that call. Just let us know.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give them a shout and get back to you when we have word from BME. Are there any times to avoid contacting you guys over the next couple hours?
We're all awake through the rest of a nominal day, so you guys are clear to the calls whenever you need.
Okay, very good. We'll talk to you soon, Jack. Thanks. Station Houston on Station Round 2 for heart rate monitor.
Heart on 2.
Hey, sorry for the little bit of a delay in getting back to you, but we're trying to dot all the I's and cross all the T's for our next troubleshooting steps. I do have something to offer which will take a few minutes while we finish up those loose ends. It is a JEDI procedure to check connections if you're ready to copy.
Hey, sure thing. We're ready to copy.
So in JEDI 70-0922, treadmill 2 and heart rate monitor troubleshooting, we'd be looking to have you do step 1 to check the cable and all the connections.
Okay, copy. I'll pull that up, and we will definitely check those connections. I'm pretty sure that multiple people did already check those connections in our previous troubleshooting, but we'll take a look to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Okay, sounds good. And then the next step after that is either getting a new heart rate monitor transmitter out or doing a clue reboot, and we're debating the merits of doing each of those here on the ground. On an unrelated note, I can pass along happy news that the GCTC aircraft is wheels up out of Karaganda, and the G5 should be wheels up momentarily.
Awesome to hear. We were watching landing. Everyone looked great, so it's, you know, pretty crazy for us to think about how the fact that they were just here, and now they're back down on Earth with you guys. So bittersweet up here, of course, but we're so happy to see them headed home.
Agree with all.
Houston Station, Jackson, on the deuce.
We're here with you on the deuce.
Good afternoon. I do not see 70-0922 message on board. I've had to take some words or an email, or maybe you can point me in the right direction to find it.
Yeah, I should have provided a little bit more instruction there. If you go into IPV, you will be able to find this procedure.
Station Jack 2 for the heart rate monitor.
We are waiting to hear the results.
I did 70-0922 step 1. Found nothing wrong with the cable or the connections. No outcome change after that. Still, the heart rate monitor is not being detected by either the T2 or the CVIS software. Also, I brought over the heart rate monitor that we keep over at CVIS and tried that. Presuming that either the CVIS software over here by T2 would see it, or that the T2 heart rate system would see it, and it didn't see that one either. We'll stand by for more troubleshooting steps when they're available.
All right, we appreciate the words. I am trying to get you guys a plan here before this LOS in about 23 minutes, so we will get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Okay, and no, Raj, I don't think anyone's using T2 again tonight, so we'll take the words whenever you got them.
Yeah, I understand. We want to make sure we put it in a good position. We don't want to fall things up for tomorrow morning sessions as well. So we're just trying to be mindful of that, but hope to have a plan here shortly. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for heart rate monitor.
With the ST for heart rate.
All right, thanks for being patient with us. We've talked it over. We're going to recommend you guys perform the T2 clue reboot. The procedure is in the ground support book, 10.105, treadmill 2, graceful clue shutdown. We're looking to have you perform step 2 in 10.105.
All right, 10.105, step 2, graceful clue shutdown. And we'll see how that turns out.
All right, and we're less than a minute to a 10-minute LOS, so good luck. We're all counting on you.
Fate of mankind.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for an update on the T2 Clue reboot.
I have no update for you. We're in a crew meeting, but when I get done, I will give you a holler, unless there's a specific time limit that you need to answer by.
Nope, we were just checking in to see how things were going, so whenever you have an update to report, we're happy to take it.
All right, I'll be back with you probably in an hour or so.
Okay, very good, thanks.
Houston Station checks on the 2 for Graceful Clue shutdown, step 2.2 star block.
Go ahead, we're listening.
All right, step 2.2, for COM ports, I've got COM 3 and COM 4 available. COM 3, no log entries are displayed. For COM 4, it's cycling through check orphaned sensors, or check orphaned sandboxes, entered and then exited. So I think I'm in the star block in the first if one, if engineering sensors are not displayed, but other messages are displayed. Just want to, obviously that tells me to check in with you, and then I just want to make sure that I'm reading this right.
Yeah, we copy that. Thanks for the report. Let me talk it over with DME, and we will get you an answer here shortly.
Good. Stand by.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for T2.
And Jack's with you on 2.
All right. Thanks for being patient. This is a little bit of an oddball signature for us. We're not necessarily going to be able to get it resolved today, but we do have 3 questions to ask just so that we can make sure we have the story straight on the options going forward. First question, is the data LED blinking nominally?
The data LED is blinking at about a hertz, which I think is nominal.
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Second, does the T2 GUI look nominal?
It looks like the normal T2 GUI. The Clue is connected. The UEI is connected. The SLS is disconnected. The server is connected, and the arch is pending. I remember that arch line being yellow. I can't remember if it normally says disconnected or pending.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's all good info. The Clue was the last one I was going to ask you about, so thanks for filling in the gaps. We're still talking through what that signature means, and we may not have an answer for you until morning DPC. We do recognize that Sophie's got an experiment that needs T2 in the morning, so we're cognizant of that request, as well as obviously all the other crew exercise that uses T2 throughout the day.
Okay, and I'll be up and about until 2200, so if you want to do something before then, you can call me on 3. People will start to go to bed as we get closer to that. And then also, it's for us up here, it's not a super huge deal to use T2 without the heart rate monitor. So we're pretty happy to continue using T2, you know, if you can't get it done.
Roger. Yeah, understand that. Thank you for the flexibility. And we're doing our best to try to sort this one out. Thanks.
Okay, and one more piece of data for you. Sophie's got her T2 with her suit tomorrow, so she's not actually allowed to wear the heart rate monitor for her go anyway, so we could solve it in the morning and not actually affect anything.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that will help us out and copy your availability on 3 until 2200Z. If we have something, we'll certainly call you there and take you up on the offer.
Sounds good. Thanks for all the help. You guys are awesome.